This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Jordan on Friday after voicing solidarity with Israel and its retaliation against Hamas in Gaza and asking for a pause to allow aid to get through to Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not agree to any temporary ceasefire until more than 240 hostages seized by Hamas during its attack on October 7th are released. Israel Defense Forces say one of its aircraft hit an ambulance in Gaza, which they say was being used by Hamas operatives, all of whom were killed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, says all possibilities in the Lebanese front are open and all possibilities could happen, and they are ready to use whatever they need. Gazans face shortages as the United Nations is looking for $1.2 billion in aid.
As the crisis in the occupied Palestinian territory continues to worsen, we and our partners will release an updated flash appeal on Monday, the 6th of November, covering the remainder of the year.
It is the cost, the United Nations says, of supporting everyone, 2.7 million people in Gaza for the rest of the year. Belarus said on Friday it has summoned a Polish diplomat over what it called an aerial violation of its state border. This is VOA News.